check.
KI-4LCI.
4LCI, KN4CHY, good evening. Andy, this is Keith. I sound all right on your end.
Good white noise on you, but other than that, you're perfectly readable. And as you know, it's about 2 or 3 minutes from that time. But you are readable. KI-4LCI.
I was just doing some radio testing on Simplex, and it seems to do okay. Figured I'd try it back over there. Anyway, KN4CHY, standing by for that. Thanks, Andy.
4LZI, KO4NUE.
4LZI.
Andy, I just want to see anything on this signal I need to know about.
I can tell your signal sounds good as it should be to me. Sounds okay. KI-4LCI.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. In the roll call portion of the net, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. W2AMD, Andy, in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt, in Greenville. K4OSH, Matt in Malden. KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler in Easley. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. KO4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville. KN4CHY, Keith in Kent Seneca. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. And KI4MRA, Fred in Greer. Everybody up on Echo Link tonight. So, with that being Sunday night, we'll start with Alpha 3 Delta for the RF portions for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha 3 Delta. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Or NUE.
Four, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight.
Let's back up and recognize. Let's grab my wife first, KO4 RYP. She's sitting in there watching the TV tonight. And KK4 DMW, that's Mr. Rick. KK4 ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4 MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all from Piedmont. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, one more time. I think I had a double in there. Let's see if we can pull that station out. Alpha through Delta, any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4 NUE.
Okay.
Okay, are there any more stations India through Lima? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. W4. Now, W4NGU, Phil, portable, had to switch walkie-talkies. Boiling Springs, negative and negative. Good evening, Chad.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, U4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm the mobile MD mod tonight. 7th NU, Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE, please check on Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensville, KO4PXB, I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize W4NGU, that's Mr. Phil in Bowling Springs, and good evening to you too, Phil. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Also, KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. Fred, you be careful mobiling around on the way to work tonight. K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman. And Walt, you're sounding good from Inman tonight. And my good friend, Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB with two L's. Mr. Lloyd, you be safe and appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Okay, are there any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. By telephone relay, I'd like to check in. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark. And he brings along his wife, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. Mark, you and Miss Wendy, if you're listening tonight, be safe. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Welcome back home, Anna. Please check in KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris, and Liberty, Nana and Nana.
I'd like to recognize KO4QLG, that's my cousin, Mr. Chris, up in Liberty. And Chris, Anna is over here just grinning. So she says hello to you, and it's nice to be home. So with that, we'll make one more call for Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT, and it's Mark and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
Yep, control. Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in Land Was. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
I'd like to recognize KO4YKT. That's Mr. Mark in Inman. And nice hearing from you tonight, Mark. Appreciate you checking in with me. All right. I would also like to recognize Whiskey 4. Whiskey Oscar Zulu, W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod up in the Land of Woz. And Mr. Rod, if you see Dorothy, please tell her I said hello. All right, we'll move on to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So, I guess we'll move on. This is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations not wishing to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. First on the stump tonight is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Larry, you got a nice clean stump, so go ahead and take it, sir.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Well, it is a pleasure to be here, alive and kicking. I had a great day today. I had a good day outside. Yeah, it's a day of rest, but I think getting out in the yard, you know, is not actually, well, I guess you'd call it nature. We make it the way we want, don't we? But it is more natural out there than the carpet and the walls and the paint and stuff in here. So I was out there, and the folks who take care of the lawn and the bushes and stuff did some what they call restorative pruning. I'd never heard that phrase before, and I've heard a lot of, you know, I used to work in a greenhouse, and I never heard restorative pruning. And what they do, since they get a little gangly after a while, the boxwoods, they cut right so there's just sticks coming out of the ground. I mean, you know, severe trimming is what, or pruning is what they should call it. But I went around and cleaned up the ragged spots where they didn't take a great deal of care, and noticed that the sap is moving up to the wounds and sealing it up. You know, years ago we used to paint the places on prunings, but it's been found that that's not a good idea. Just let the plant take care of it. But they should grow out nice and prolific when they come back again, which might not even be this year. I haven't even seen any buds appear yet. Anyway, I was out there and enjoyed the outside. But the whole time, well, I should say many times, yesterday and today, I thought about your homecoming, or I should say Anna's homecoming. And I just imagine that was marvelous. I just think it's great to have a little time away. Makes you appreciate even more the bright eyes and the big smile that I'm sure she gave you when she walked up to you. I suppose you picked her up at the airport. Anyway, that's kind of what today has been. That and it was a very good day to be a human on Earth, at least in my skin. Tell me about it. I'm just all anxious to hear about it. KK4JBQ.
JQ, this is KO4NUE. So, here you go. last night was a very... Yesterday afternoon and last night was a pretty horrible 12 hours. I mean, really horrible. I have evidently got a bad case of food poisoning. And I have been very sick. I feel a lot better. But yesterday afternoon, just about the time I went to the airport to pick her up, I was not feeling well, and came home last night. When we came home last night, I just immediately got into bed, and some pretty severe, let's just say, pretty severe vomiting and some pretty severe lower back pain. My back hurts really bad when I get sick, but this was just debilitating last night. It was really bad. So last night was not a good night for her, especially when she has been dealing with jet lag and a different time zone. And I tried to manage myself the best I could, but it just got to a point about 2 a.m. to where I had to have some help, and it was just, it was a rough night. But let me pause here and let me tell you this. Anna and my daughter and her sister went to a museum in Amsterdam that was devoted to the Dutch resistance during World War II. And she, inside the museum, they had a bunch of radios and antennas and things that were used, you know, by the resistance during World War II. One of the interesting things, and I, as bad as I felt yesterday, I laughed and laughed and laughed when she told me, because we both immediately said the same thing when she told me, was that there was a leaflet that was dropped by the United States during World War II that explained to, I guess, the layman how to build an antenna. And you know what, man, well, just as soon as she told me that, you know what we said, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this.
Old Larry was in World War II because we had a feeling that you had to help devise the pamphlet.
Well, now that's awful. That is just really awful. Here I was gonna say something nice. No, go ahead.
No, I didn't mean it offensively. What I meant was that you have instructed me so much on the antennas that Anna and I both recognize that you have helped so many people with the antennas that we immediately thought of you. Let me word it that way. I hope I didn't offend you. I didn't mean to at all, Larry. But that's what we recognized, was that inside the leaflet was different materials to build your antenna out of. And Anna said it was a very simple pamphlet. And I thought to myself, oh, okay, well, they didn't discuss impedance then. They just discussed, you know, how to string a wire up to an antenna, or maybe hook it to a barbed wire fence or something like that. But the other thing was that they had an antenna there on display that was, Anna said it was rolled up, and it was actually used during, you know, during World War II. And can you just imagine what has been through that wire?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that novels are written about. I've been trying to think ever since you brought up this particular subject, where it is. I have followed the name of the gentleman who collects. I think it's some fellow over there in the UK. He collects spy radios. That is to say, radios that were dropped with paratrooper, a spy, behind enemy lines, and they would establish contact and pass along information as they could gather it. And it was so small and complicated, actually. Of course, they had to be back then. There were no automatic anything, so... You've got a whole collection of spy radios. I guess I was aware that there was such a thing, but I didn't realize there were so many different kinds. But that is very interesting, and I'm glad it brought you out of your miseries for a little while. Golly, oh gosh, what a thing. I tell you, to have this, you know, I know you were looking forward to that homecoming and the reunion and listening to all that they had to say. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. I know Anna's listening. So we talked about her trip a little bit and the kind of things that she was encountering over there. And then we've all been anxious for her safe return, and I'm glad to hear she's home and home safe and sound. Well, anyway, but to have you sick as a dog, oh my, oh gosh. Well, it takes a lot to be a good wife and a good husband for that matter. But you two are an example for the rest of us. KK4JP.
BQ, this is KO4NUE. Stand by, I got somebody wants to talk to you for a second, Larry.
KBQ, this is KO4RYT. How are you doing, Larry?
Dan, we are so happy to have you home. Whenever that much separation occurs, it's, you know, Donna's been away for, you know, a while, that distance, and you just get this lump in your throat, you know? And that isn't what made Chad sick. It's probably his own cooking. But, anyway, you get kind of a sick feeling whenever there's separation. That is, but it's really great to have you home. Really great.
Well, it's good to be home. We had a really good time. I love to visit new places and experience different cultures and everything, but it's always good to be able to come home. But that museum that we visited in Amsterdam was really very, very interesting. I think we spent like 4 hours in there. They had so much information. It was just really very well done, very well presented. But I did take pictures of all the radio stuff, and there was this one antenna that the Allied forces dropped. I think Chad told you the Allied forces dropped leaflets on with directions on how to build it, just so people could get build an antenna, you know, just to receive information, and they could listen for real news and not just the propaganda that the German forces were putting out. So it was very interesting, and my daughter Abby spotted it first, and she was like, Mom, come look, Dad would love this. So we took some pictures, and they even had little radios that they had built that fit inside matchboxes, and they had some of those on display, just small little things that, you know, because they had to hide them, they weren't allowed to have radios, but it was just very interesting, and all the radio paraphernalia that, of course, since we've gotten into ham radio, that was I found it very fascinating, and we took lots of pictures and to be able to show Chad and talk to him about when we got home. So it was really, really neat.
This hobby that we're a part of, it's more than a hobby. Collecting stamps is a hobby. Building models, plastic models, as I did when I was a child, that's a hobby if you carry it into adulthood. But radio is a fascinating thing. I mean, it has a natural component, you know. When the RF goes out into the air, well, it's in the air. And we can't see it, but it's doing the marvel thing that it does. But it's also mechanical and electrical, and the design of things over the years That I must have been around. I was accused back in the 80s, if you remember the 80s. And people would say things like, "Larry, you are really an old soul." And it was only because I was a serious person, and I didn't goof off much, you know. I was serious about life, and I was accused of being an old soul, but I assure you, I was not around to be any part of World War II. But it's interesting what people they dealt with, because they had to. And it made me also think of, I forget which one it was, if you watched James Bond, his movies, he had a lot of trinkets and everything, but the little doodad that, was it his name Q? Or, no, maybe it was. The fellow that designed all the gadgets that Bond used, he designed a radio in his shoe or something. I mean, it was fantastic. It is nice to travel, nice to go different places, and I'm sure the company was grand, you know, to have your sister and your daughter along with you, just the girls, you know. But if you have just one more moment, Chad told me while you were away about an email that you sent him about phrasing that people used in the Dutch language, I suppose. And you got a translation of some of their colloquial phrasing. And I couldn't figure some of it out. I don't think Chad could figure all of it out. But the couple that you met, we didn't touch on that. How did you meet this couple that told you about all the phrasing of their of the Dutch language?
The couple we met, they were just the neatest people, and we met them because we were on the train. We stayed in Harlem, which is a little town outside of, about 40 minutes by train outside of Amsterdam. And I don't know if you're familiar with the book The Hiding Place by Corrie ten Boom, but it's set, she lived in Harlem and hid Jews during World War II, and that was our biggest draw because we wanted to see her house. It's a museum now, and so we stayed in Harlem, and took some day trips, and we were taking a day trip to The Hague, and our train actually hit a person and had to stop in the middle of the track, and they had to bring the police and fire, and the person survived, but of course they were announcing what was going on in Dutch, and my daughter and I did not understand, of course, that. So there was this couple, older couple, sitting across the aisle from us, and they were having a conversation in Dutch, and all of a sudden I heard him say, "South Carolina," and he was looking at an American magazine. And so I just leaned over and said, "Excuse me," and most people in the Netherlands speak very good English, and I said, "Can you tell me what's going on with the train?" And so he explained what had happened and that the person was okay. Apparently that's a common occurrence. But anyway, the person was fine, and we struck up this conversation with this couple, and they were just the kindest, nicest people, and talking about all different things, and started talking about some of the different phrases, I'm a Dutchman's, I'll be a Dutchman's uncle, and that is just kind of a, when you're surprised about something, I had no idea, that would be kind of the same as what they would say. Then they, some of the others, let me see if I can remember the wallpaper one. It was, and it, That one meant, the one about wallpaper, something about gluing you behind the wallpaper, to mean holding you accountable for something, I believe, is what that one meant. It was very interesting. I don't remember all of them. I wish I had written them down as we were talking, but they were just fascinating and just the nicest people. And we were stuck on the train in the middle of the track for over an hour, so it was a very nice way to pass some time while we were trying to get to our destination.
That is awesome. It really is. It's odd that people get hit by trains all the time over there, but I'm glad that individual was okay even after that. And then it gave you time and a reason to ask the question, can you tell me what's going on? And so, as Chad related, that they were English speaking. I'm not sure if they were from the States or from another English speaking country, but English speaking, and had lived there a while, and so they've heard all of these. Oh gosh, there's a word for it. All these sayings, and that was a curious one. Behind, you know, the wallpaper, covering you up with wallpaper to some, it's sort of like pinning you down, and that certainly would do it. So they sort of make sense, but we would say it differently, I suppose. Yeah, that was interesting. We had quite a conversation about it. Anyhow, great to hear you, and nice to have a little conversation with you. And you two, after Chad's recovered his composure, you two have a great day or two, just the two of you in some way. You deserve it after all that time apart. KK4, JPQ.
Will do, Larry, and thanks for chatting with me for a few minutes. And it is good to be home. This is KO4 RYP back to net control.
Larry, this is KO4 NUE. Appreciate you dropping by. And Larry, I apologize if I offended you. I didn't mean to word it that way. It just kind of, my apologies if I did. All right, let's move on. So are there any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Apologize for the late check-in. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Juliet 4, Whiskey Blue, Mike, KJ4, WZM. Name is Daniel, but I'm going to be like friends tonight, Mobile and Piedmont. I'll hang around if you'd like.
Whiskey 4, CTW, that's Mr. Tyler and Taylor's. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Tyler. And KJ4, WZM, that's Mr. Daniel in Piedmont as well. All right, the station after that, I have no audio, just white noise. No audio, white noise. Would you like to try again? So no audio. Maybe check your battery, maybe low. Not sure what's going on there, but I'll hang around for a few minutes. I'd like to get you checked in, but just want to let you know, audio. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, 8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Brevard. Name is Ed. I'm monitoring.
UEAK4HR, can you copy me, Chad?
Go ahead.
That is helps immensely if you have the radio in the correct mode to be able to transmit FM. Apparently I had my digital mode set. That was me just a minute ago. Sorry about that. Just backyard portable. No traffic, no comments tonight, Chad. Checking in and out. Hope you and Ms. Anna are doing well. Talk to you soon. 73, my friend. You and everyone on the net.
Location again, sir.
Yeah, backyard portable in Simpsonville. I'm just hanging out back here watching the dogs kind of run around before I corral them back up and head back in the house. Over.
Roger that. Do they have the zoomies? My dog, I call it the zoomies. When you turn them loose and they just run and run and run and run.
Dogs on each of the three corners, and they kind of do the zoomies between one and the other. They go visiting, barking, visiting, barking, visiting, barking, and they make the triangle until I corral them and head them back in. But they're being relatively good tonight, so I'm going to corral them up and head back inside. But good to hear you tonight, Chad. Sounds like a good net. 73, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
73, Mike. All right. The net would like to recognize WD8RON, Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Ed, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. And AK4HR, that's Mr. Mike in Simpsonville. Mike, have fun with your dog, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Check in AA4QS at Dawn, N4DME, Paul.
Hello, 4 X-ray Bravo. This is K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
I can recognize AA4QS of Mr. Donald up in Toccoa. And he brings along with him N4DME, that's Mr. Paul, also in Toccoa. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. And we'll make one more call. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table.
N4ZLK, Mr. Shane in Cleveland, hope you are having a nice night, sir. All right, as long as I'm getting them, I'm going to keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
Hey, could I have an informal with N4ZLK? ZLK, N4ZLK, KJ4WZM. Shane, you got a copy?
Hey, how are you?
I got a question. Would you mind taking that one of the trucks I'm running with? Just beat this one at me. Could you take my number down real quick and send me a text message if you're convenient? I'd like to call you at some point.
I'm ready to copy.
6455 9 3 4 5 6.
5 5 9 3 4 5 6. I'll send you a text. Sorry about that. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Back to net. Thank you, Chad.
That's what we're here for. Hope you guys get linked up. Okay, one more call. Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
NUE, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, Ms. Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss. Miss Anna has returned from gallivanting. Good evening to her, and all on the net.
I'd like to recognize KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. Gary, I got you down for some comments, sir. and he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, Miss Joy. Well, Gary, you're next up on the stop, so that was good timing. Go ahead and take it.
We messed up too bad, but KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. It won't matter if it has been. We'll muddle through. I think I sent you a little video of my flat screen TV that died on me. Got to doing some research and development on it and found four bad caps on the power board. And I got the caps in and put them back in there. And lo and behold, I got two TVs now. I went out and bought one because didn't want to be without one. I did not know if I could repair this one. Had it been in, with a driver board or one of them other boards that's on there, all that surface mount stuff, I'd have thrown it away anyway. I can't see that little bit of stuff even with a magnifying glass. I think the folks that work on those things have got a camera that plugged into their computer that they can zoom in on and so they can actually see the stuff. I would assume that that's the way they do it. I don't really know, Chad, but my eyesight is not good enough to work on that surface mount stuff.
See how to do that. So they sell these little clip-on magnifying glasses that will just clip right on the end of your camera on your phone. And it makes the picture. They're really neat, and they're less than, you know, $2 or $3. You just clip it right over the camera on the phone, and now you've got a pretty significant magnifying glass, because you can, you know, if you got an Apple phone, you can take your fingers and make the screen big or small or whatnot. But I keep a set of those in my toolbox down in the machine shop when I need to take a really close look at things. I mean, you can really see some detail. And it's kind of nice because you can control the zoom factor with your fingers, you know. It comes with two or three different lenses. But like I said, they're really inexpensive, and when you're doing work like that, it makes things so much easier, especially for, you know, surface mount kind of stuff.
Surface mount stuff to have to be worked on, I'll just bring it over to you and let you work on it. You know, the work on the surface mount stuff, you don't use a soldering iron or stuff that I'm accustomed to using. They use hot air. It's called a flow bench, and I don't have one of those. So I'll leave it to the technicians out there that have all that stuff to work on them. I'll work on the dead bug type stuff, and you know, those stuff you can grab your fingers, hold it in your fingers and that sort of thing. But that little bitty tiny stuff, that gets too small for me to deal with for more reasons than one. So if I got anything that, if I got a surface mount board to work on, I'll just bring it over there and let you and your phone and I'm going to keep my fat little fingers out of it. I'll put it that way.
I'm not sure you need to bring it over here. I got a flow bench. It's called an oxygen acetylene torch, and I'm not sure. I don't, it's all I can do to do anything bigger than surface mount, you know. Wasn't too awful long ago, I was trying to solder something here on the bench, and a piece of graphite fell out of my mechanical pencil, and I was trying to solder something, and I picked up that graphite thinking it was a piece of solder, and I just could not get it to melt, and it took me a while to figure out what was going on. So with that said, I'm not sure you need to bring it here, because if it's messed up when it comes here, it's going to be really messed up when you get it back, because I'm just not good at things like that.
Well, I'm not the only fumble fingers around then, I guess. That's good to know. But other than that, that's about all I've done today. Just piddled around the house here a little bit. Went over to a friend's house yesterday and spent the day with him and enjoyed it. We rode around and went and got us some lunch and then went back to his house and visited for a while. And which is a good thing. I hadn't been doing much of that over the last 2 years because of the COVID deal, and now that things are starting to settle back down and most everybody's got their vaccinations and all this good stuff, they're letting people intermingle again, you know, and meet face to face. So that's a real good thing as far as I'm concerned. And I enjoyed the visit. So that's been about my weekend so far, Chad. I hope you and Miss Anna are having a good evening. I hope she had a good time while she was gone.
She did have a good time. Hang on 1 second, Gary. John, K4RJN, I see you up there on Echo Link. Be there in just a second, sir. She had a good time. She, I don't know what time when you came in on the net, but she went to Dutch Resistance Museum there in Amsterdam, and they had a section there on ham radios and antennas that were used during World War II, and I just took some pictures for me, but I haven't had a chance to take a look at them and all, but you know, it was interesting to hear that, and that she actually stopped to take a look at them. So I thought that was kind of neat. But Gary, I'm glad you dropped by and checked in. I didn't get your call when you checked up until toward the end, and I was gonna give you a holler and make sure everything's okay. But you're good, so appreciate you checking in with me. And if you got anything else, Gary, go ahead.
Jay, I want to ask Gary a question.
Let that little invisible man up there on the mountain have his say. Andy, come in there. I'll let you pick him up there, Chad.
See, go ahead and call your station, sir.
KOS, KI4LZI, I got a question concerning what's supposed to, at least what I've heard, take place on the 19th when they start instituting the $35 for call signs, renewal, the whole works. How they going to handle that?
I'm not sure exactly how they're going to handle it. Our VE team leader, Steve Schaefer, AF4RN, said he was going to look more in detail at it. It's my understanding, and this is just my understanding now. I'm not part of the FCC or anybody else, so this is just the way I read the articles, that the vanity calls are going to be $35. I don't know that everything's going to be that, but there again, that's the way I read it. And but Steve's checking with the RVEC, and we're going to go from there. And as soon as I find out, I will let you know.
Wanting to know what to explain to people that's newer than Chad and Chandler. Because there's people that's going to be wanting to know about this, and I can't even explain it myself. I talked to some of the ones that's over there in the group over there in Kiwi Talks Way. They say you'll still pay your fee to y'all, and then sometime or another you'll send the $35, to the FCC or whatnot, so... All these new people are going to need to know that, and I don't even understand it myself. So that's what I was going to ask you about it. Go ahead and take it and then turn it to him. I'm just trying to figure out so I can explain it to others. KI4LZI.
Okay, Andy. Well, as far as I know right now, the VEs are not going to handle all of that money. We are, you know, we charge $10 for the test session. There is no cost for your license and all of that. Years ago, you had to pay for the test, and then you sent the FCC X number of dollars. But I don't think, and this is, here again, this is my thinking, the VEs will not take up all of that money and be responsible for getting it to the FCC. I think that will be left up to the individual. But there again, as soon as I find out firm information on that, I will let you know about it, and I'll put it out on the net.